Early this morning, I came across a post shared by psychologist Angela Duckworth, where she featured a New York Times essay written by Brigham Young University graduate Tara Westover. She talked about her not-so-pleasant journey through school amidst difficulties caused by financial and health issues, until an unexpected blessing came her way, a blessing that she took full advantage of that brought her to achieving a PhD from the University of Cambridge. This led to Duckworth commenting on how grit and opportunity go together. One cannot exist without the other. Hello, I'm George, and it's time for another masterclass. For this episode, we're going to have a chat with a young lady who has achieved great success. In fact, she's graduating with Latin honors this year. But more importantly, she's not about ready to stop and rest on her laurels. She now set her sights on an adventure in Spain to live her dreams and aspirations and at the same time pursue an opportunity for further growth. Significantly, this is our 50th show, our golden episode, so to speak, so it's but fitting to speak with someone who's looking at striking gold too. Hello, Aisha. Welcome to Masterclass.
Hi, George. Good afternoon. I was so overwhelmed with that intro and greeting. Thank you so much for that.
No, I'm just saying how I feel about everything that you've been. Well, you know, I haven't really met you personally, but the few times we've been talking online, I've really been very, very impressed with how you think, how you speak, et cetera. So let's get started right away. Aisha, tell us and all the listeners out there what you are. Start from the very beginning, when you were born, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So let's get started. No. First of all, good afternoon, everyone. Hello to George listeners. I'm Aisha. I actually grew up being called Jazz because my first name is Jasmine and then followed by Aisha. And then when I matured, my friends, colleagues, and then my professors started calling me Aisha. And then I thought, oh, cool name. Why not, diba? So, And then people just started calling me Aisha, Aish, Aish. And now you call me A. Then I was born in Manila and then raised in the South. And then I've been living for 22 years now in Cavite. Cavite, the land of the brave, diba?
Whereabouts in Cavite do you live?
In Imus, Cavite.
All right. There was a political rally held last night, right?
Yeah, it was Lacson Ata and Soto who was here.
Yes, that's right. And that's your Pomeranian or your Shih Tzu or what?
That's my Shih Tzu Pom.
Oh, okay. All right. So you stay in Cavite right now?
Yeah, I stay and I live here since birth. So, ayun, I think that's where I got my instincts na din and my matapang na aura. Ganun.
The home of the brave.
People, yeah. I'm brave, I'm confident, and then whenever I transfer schools, like even from my high school, the teachers would recognize me or admire me kasi they would say na I'm making my own name, ganun, parang they see me as someone who's really starting from the bottom to the top, ganun. And I appreciate that naman. And so sometimes lang it gets hard kasi parang people are having so many high expectations from me. Pero I make sure naman na I deliver and I meet those expectations.
It's a good thing you're not pressured at all.
Yeah. Sometimes it's pressuring, pero I have to fake it until I make it.
Wow, that's a nice one.
I really have to show up. Not just for the people, but for myself as well. Kasi I always want to push myself to the limits. Because you know how some other people are scared or afraid of stepping out of their comfort zones. As a Caviteña, as a proud Caviteña, I'm brave, I'm confident. So I have to really do anything and everything in my will, in my power, as much as I can, diba? To show up for myself and for everyone.
You spent your elementary days and high school days in Cavite or you came here to Manila?
I spent it in Cavite. And then when I entered senior high school, that's when I entered Manila.
I see. And where do you learn how to speak that way? I mean, you know, you speak excellent English.
You mean the Cornel way? I actually grew up learning and speaking Filipino as my first language, my mother tongue. And then I learned how to speak like this lang when I entered my senior high school in Zabel. Kasi I was exposed to rich kids, Cornel kids. Siyempre, I have to keep up with their lifestyle. With their way of speaking, their way of talking. Kasi that's the way to survive in life, diba? You really have to adapt and be flexible with your environment. So you have to speak the way they talk. Kasi if you don't, you won't be able to connect with them, diba?
But that speaks so much about you. Like you were in senior high school. What? How young were you that time? 15, 14?
16
years old, and you had you already had that tenacity to adapt and face all the odds that you're confronted with in Zobel, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Sometimes I get surprised, but then by my own self, na hala, nagawa ko yun. Like before, sobrang natatakot ako. I'm scared kasi my friends are telling me na there are a lot of mean girls daw, and ako, I wasn't born rich. I'm not like them na they were born with golden spoons. Ganon. They can get whatever they want whenever they want it. Ako, I grew up working hard for the things I want and I need and I achieve. And I learned that from my parents then kasi they're very hardworking, especially my dad.
That's very nice to hear. And then after Zobel, you went to the Pontifical and Royal University of the World.
Here's the thing. So I went I went to LaSalle first for my first year.
All right.
And then I transferred to USD on my second year. So
why so?
I transferred because I felt like I wasn't growing in LaSalle anymore. Nothing to offend those LaSallians. I still bleed green because that's where I learned how to speak like this. That's where I met the wonderful people in my life. But the course I took before was AB English Language Studies. And then during my first year in LaSalle, I realized na parang I wanted to transfer to something more more broad. I want to be in communication kasi I want to speak. I like talking. Sobrang daldal ko. I like talking. I like being in front of people, being with people, connecting with people. And I really see myself working in the field of media in the future. Like, I want to be a talent someday. I want to work on and off the camera. I want to do hostings. I want to do guestings like that. Parang I see myself more leading to that path in the future. So, I transferred to USD. And now if you're going to ask me why I didn't just transfer or like shift courses in LaSalle.
Yeah. They have a very good communication course in LaSalle.
Yeah, diba? They do have. They didn't allow me to transfer. Because the course that I took there was in Laguna. Parang we are DLSU Manila, but we're situated in Laguna. Because it's an extension campus of
LaSalle. All right.
And so parang first program to ng LaSalle in Laguna to have an English language course. So all the students who were enrolled to that course, they didn't allow them to shift kasi parang they want us to be the pioneer graduates now of that course. It's the first time that course was introduced to DLSU Manila Laguna campus. So I was like, I don't want this to stop me panaman from reaching my dreams and my goals. So sige, I rather just transfer schools or universities kasi I really don't see myself growing here in this course. Although it's really a good program kasi I learned how to improve my English better. Pero, you know, if I really do want something, I go for it. I pursue for it. Like, I do everything in my will and power to achieve it. So, it took me like 6 months to get into USD. Kasi, diba, there are different academic calendars from DLSU and USD. In DLSU,
trimester ang LaSalle, diba?
Yeah, so during my third term in LaSalle, my freshman year, I was already processing my requirements, ganyan. Kasi the school in USD starts at September, pero that time, finals week siya in LaSalle. So, Nag-overlap talaga yung schedule and it's so hard. Pero ayun, I managed to push through naman. And
no violent reactions from your folks, your parents? Like, why are you gonna transfer? You're in a good school already.
They're in full support, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Parang ever since naman, they're always in full support of what I want, of what I want to become in the future. Like, they never really forced me to be someone I am not. And I'm happy with that. And I'm contented with that as well.
Very good. And what specific course did you take up in UST?
I'm taking up AB Communication Arts, but now it's AB Communication na lang. They removed the arts.
I see. Uh-huh. So your base is right there at the Commerce Building. Am I right?
Yeah, we share the same building with the Commerce people.
Yeah, you're on the second floor, right?
Yep, second floor. How do you know, George?
I was kicked out of UST after in less than a semester.
Yeah, I saw on your LinkedIn you used to be in Commerce.
Mm-hmm. But you have a studio, right, at the main library building, right?
Yeah, we have a recording studio there.
Yeah, I was the one who inaugurated that.
Ooh, at
I wasn't a student anymore, but they asked me to inaugurate it and to give a seminar to the communication student during that inauguration.
They kicked you out. Tapos they reach out to you and ask for your help.
Yeah.
Power that you hold, George. Ambon naman ng blessings mo.
Well, that's it. I hope that studio is still alive. Is it still working?
The last time I was there, it's still working naman. Kaso nga, the pandemic happened. So it's been 2 years since I walked the halls in UST.
Mm-hmm.
So ayun, I'm not sure lang if it's still working right now, but I do hope to get back there someday.
Uh-huh. Did they push through during that time too? I was pushing for Tiger Radio.
Oh,
did they push through with that?
For real? I used to be part of Tiger Radio.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling the administration, you know, you could set up a radio station here which could be broadcast throughout the university, so especially during break time.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And then the technicians would come from the engineering courses naman,
yeah,
from ECE. See? So that was the plan. I don't know if they pushed through with that, but I strongly somehow advocated that when they asked me to give them some tidbits or advice on how to go about the studios and everything.
Solid. It's working right now and it's growing. And
great.
Yeah, the last time I checked the Facebook page, parang they have nominees for awards in the IBS.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
An international award ceremony, ganun. And then some of my batchmates, are nominated for some awards that are part of Tiger Radio and Tiger TV.
Right. Very good. And so, any specific specialty you took for communication, like broadcasting or public relations or whatever?
We don't have that specialization in UST, but they do offer major programs in the course that we're taking right now. Like, let's say, for example, last year, my junior year, we have majors like marketing communications, advertising, even broadcasting. Communications.
Uh-huh. And you took what?
I took all. Kasi it's part of the curriculum talaga eh.
I see.
Yeah. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Kasi it's holistic eh. Parang we get to learn these different branches of communication. Para when we graduate, we can be in these fields. Wherever we want to be. So you have a background in the foundation.
That's exactly what I want from communication students. As a matter of fact, try listening to the first few episodes of Masterclass, episode one. I talked about broadcasting basically for about 10 episodes. So it's all there. It's just like taking a course in communication. Anyway, so now you're headed for summa cum laude, right?
parang grabe naman yung summa cum laude. Magna lang, magna.
Bakit magna lang? Why are you settling for second best when you could be the best?
Parang getting a summa cum laude is too good to be true na for me. But sige, I can try. I can try and do my best to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still some time left, right?
Yeah. And then, I have a semester left. One semester left na lang.
Uh-huh. So you can still make it to summa. And then, okay, this is the interesting part. Like, you've gone through so many things. That's grit. You never gave up.
Yeah.
You adapted, etc. Now, an opportunity beckons. What is that? A trip to Spain and an opportunity to go there and work there or whatever. Why Spain and what brought this up?
Yeah, so this happened when I took 6 units of Spanish course.
Six units. That's Spanish 1 and 2?
Yeah, Spanish 1 and 2. And I took this during the summer of 2020. So pandemic time na nito.
Uh-huh.
And then I took this during the summer since I was a transferee nga. So I need to take special terms, like summer terms, to make habol the courses that I haven't taken yet in DLSU.
All right.
So at first, parang ako, ang boring naman, Spanish. Like, uh-huh. I don't know how to speak that. And ang hirap naman kasi yung prof namin, Spanish din, ganun.
Uh-huh.
But then when I enrolled in the course and then I took it and then I showed up every day, I learned to fall in love with the language, surprisingly.
Uh-huh.
Parang uh-huh. I find it very romantic and I find it very powerful at the same time. Kasi English is the universal language, diba? And then I learned that the second most spoken language in the world is Spanish.
Yes, and, that's true.
Yeah. And I thought that that's what can help me be a more global citizen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm not just capable of speaking English fluently, but also I can speak in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
I can use this in my career then in the future, diba? When I... let's say I have business meetings or sa field ng business communications, you know, like parang uh-huh. I'm gonna be working with European bosses, ganyan.
Yes, that's right.
And language is really a powerful tool in communication. So I find uh-huh. this very interesting. So I really took it seriously. The Spanish 1 and then the Spanish 2. And here's the thing that's what happened no na kung bakit ako nakapasok sa program. So my professors, shout out to you, Senora Abigail Pagalilawan. She introduced to us the program. It's called Auxiliares de Conversación en Inglés en España. So,
mm-hmm.
ano ba tong program na to? Ganyan. So, we get to be language assistants to the current teachers in Spain in teaching English to
uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're really not the teachers, but we assist the teachers in helping their students learn English, improve their English, and whatever they want us to do to, improve their fluency in English. Kasi diba, the European countries are not that fluent when it comes to speaking English. So they really
yes.
ask help from other nationalities like Filipinos, Canadians, Australians, mm-hmm. so on. And what's special here is, diba, the Spanish in the Philippines has a history, had a history. Rather.
Yeah.
So parang they give special consideration to Filipinos, like they give priorities. And with UST, they offer 45 slots just for Tamashians.
Uh-huh. Well, simply because it's the Royal University.
Yeah.
It's under the King of Spain, right?
And the Dominicans are the one who built UST.
That's right. As a matter of fact, for the longest time, the UST Dominicans were not under the Philippine Dominican province. They were under the Spanish province.
Yeah, diba? So parang,
mm-hmm.
wow, ito na yun. I'm really gonna go for this. And so, uh-huh. ayun, I waited for 2 years kasi you have to be a graduating student in order for you to get to apply. So mm-hmm. I waited 2 years talaga. It was really my plan to apply. And here I am now. So I started applying last September 2021. Ayun, mm-hmm. then I got interviewed on November, ganun. And then just last month, January, ayun, I got an email na I got selected to take part in the next batch. So, ayun, mm-hmm. they were like, congratulations and welcome on board. And mm-hmm. if things go well, You will get to be in Spain at the end of September. So
wow, that's amazing.
I have like 8 months na lang or less to prepare for that.
Really amazing. But you're aware that the Spanish that they teach in schools is totally different from conversational Spanish.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm really looking forward then to enrolling myself in Instituto to improve my Spanish skills. Mm-hmm. Kasi I'm really not that confident yet in mm-hmm. conversing with Spanish. Kasi it's different when you're talking na to the locals. Eh.
Yes, that's right.
Spanish so fast.
They will not understand you if you use USD Spanish.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Native tongue, diba?
Yeah, that's right. But you know, one advantage of Filipinos is, notice a lot of Filipino words come from Spanish.
Yeah, like kutsara.
Yeah, the etymology of the Filipino language is from Spanish. And as a matter of fact, whenever I teach English also, because I teach English communication, and I tell my students, if you take a look closely at English, a lot of words come from Latin and Spanish.
Yeah.
So it's all a matter of trying to figure out a root word, and that's it. You're gonna be able to get it, and probably that's the reason why you fell in love with Spanish, because it's not really that different from what you're doing now, right?
Yeah, it sounds alike actually. Not mm-hmm. like yung French, diba? Italian. It's so different. Pero mm-hmm. the Spanish, it's very distinct, and it sounds like it hits close to home. I'm very Pinay, diba? Pero you know, I can speak in Spanish fluently, ganyan.
Well, yeah. Another thing is Cavite has a Spanish heritage too.
Oh.
a really heavy Spanish heritage. You know, my mom grew up in Cavite also. And their family used to speak Spanish.
Yeah, we're in Cavite.
Cavite City.
Oh, Cavite City. That's a bit far from where I'm.
Mm-hmm. It's in the coast already, near Sangley Point.
Ooh.
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of Spanish-speaking Filipinos grew up in Cavite.
Cavite. See? It's a very historical city talaga.
No? Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Kaya land of the brave na.
Okay, so what exactly are you going to do in Spain? This is an opportunity that suddenly sprouted and you grabbed the opportunity. How do you see yourself when you get there? You're not only going to be a teaching assistant. What else are you planning to do?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I say it will not be difficult, because it will be difficult. Because I'm going to be living in an entirely different city with entirely different people. Diba? Mm-hmm. But like what I did with Zobel, I have to adjust there. I have to adjust with the people, with how they speak, with the places that they used to go to. Ganun. So I really have to work hard to learn all these things and apply all my previous learnings to be able to deliver. And then I also plan on getting a second job there. Because most of the auxiliars or the language assistants that I am that I know, they work as a private tutor on the side.
I see, so, right.
Uh-huh. So diba, they're a language assistant in the morning, and then in the afternoon, they do a private tutoring sessions with a student. Parang they go to the house, ganun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's allowed naman. It's legal. So mm-hmm. I think I want to do that as well. Kasi the work hours in a week is just 12 to 16 hours.
That's so, right, that's right.
Yeah, so just in a week. Diba? 5 days. So, parang ano lang yun, 4 to 5 hours a week. I mean, a day rather. 4 to 5 hours in a day. And then you do that 5 times a week. So, I still have a lot of time in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And syempre, I have to work hard then to get more income, diba? Kasi the cost of living there is different from the cost of living here. I have to be wise then about my finances, about the budget that I'm going to be spending there, because it's really going to be different, because I'm on my own.
You're going to live off your salary or your allowance. That's it. You're not going to be given anything else, like board and lodging and stuff.
Mm-hmm. The boarding and the lodging stuff are at our own expense. So we have to be prepared with that then. But the thing is naman, it's actually not a job. They call it an internship. And then we're still considered as students.
I see. So what kind of visa are you going to be having?
It's going to be a student visa. And then the allowance that we're going to get from the Ministry of Education is parang the salary. So we have allowance, but that's going to be the salary. So
But you're allowed to take on other odd jobs.
Yeah, like the private tutoring. It's allowed. It's legal. Yeah.
I see. So it's more lenient than what they do in Canada and the United States. Like if you have a student permit, you can only work for 20 hours a week.
Yeah,
that's your limit.
It's more lenient yado in Spain. That's what Ms. Pats told me also.
Mm-hmm.
It's more lenient yado in Spain compared to Philippines when it comes to their work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe you could take a look at your family tree. You might have some Spanish ancestry. And, you know, they really offer citizenships to Filipinos.
Yeah. Diba?
Simply because of our family names.
Yeah. Because of the 2 years residency lang ata, parang you can apply for Spanish citizenship.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine, he didn't even have a residency in Spain. He used to live in Subic. And then simply because of his family name, I forgot his family name. Anyway, he applied. He tried it out. And he was offered Spanish citizenship.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so the time he was given that, when he got his Spanish passport, he left for Spain and saw Spain for the first time.
So now he's a Spanish citizen.
Yeah, he's a Spanish citizen. He was jobless here. He was a bum here, actually. Son of a rich kid, rich parents. Now he's working there. See?
That's interesting. Sige nga, I'm going to search that up.
Kiambao. Yeah, that's an advantage. Yeah, Kiambao, why not, right? You might have some roots in Spain.
Yeah, who knows, diba? If I'm not what I can recall, ha? The mom of my mom, so technically that's my Lola, her last name is, her maiden last name is Rosasha. And it's Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's
Spanish.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, just maybe, I have like a 1/16th or 1/8th blood. Spanish.
Well,
blood.
Why not? You know, search for it just in case, right?
Yeah.
May royal blood palen or royal blood. Aisha Kiambao. How do you see yourself? Probably in a this is a Miss Universe question, but I might as well ask you this. How do you see yourself 5-10 years from now? Are you still gonna be in Spain? Are you gonna go around Europe or what?
Siguro, from what I can see sa ngayon, I'm planning to take up my master's degree there also.
I see. And master's in what?
Master's in education, but I'm still indecisive. Sa course ko ngayon. Basta I'm planning to take up a master's degree there and then go back here in the Philippines, make my own podcast or apply.
So what's stopping you from doing your own podcast now at the present time? Why do you have to wait 5 years from now?
Siguro because I'm busy right now kasi nga I'm graduating and I wanted to focus on my thesis first and then my application here in this program because I still have to pass some requirements pa.
I see. And what if you don't mind my asking, what's your thesis all about?
Oh, my thesis is all about emotional intelligence.
EI, all right. There's a certain disconnect. You're in communication. That's supposed to be a psychology thesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my thesis advisor told me before too. Pero I managed the way naman to connect it to communication kasi my study is a correlational study of emotional intelligence and the virtual communicative performance of the students now in the pandemic season that we're So ayun, their emotions affect the way they communicate with people.
That's right.
What they say is different from how they're saying it just because they feel this way. So that's what I'm studying right now for my thesis. Pero my defense is 2 months from now, like my final defense.
That's a solo thesis. You don't have any group mates with you.
I have a pair. I have a partner.
Oh, I see.
Shout out to you, Aji. He's my thesis partner.
I see. Good for you. Make sure you get an A for that. Your thesis, right?
Hoping for the best, George.
That's right. And you know, maybe that's an idea. While you're still here, every now and then pop into Masterclass and co-host with me. Maybe yeah. that could be some sort of a practice for you too, right?
I love that idea. I also want this to be my experience. Because in the future, I want to create my own podcast or even apply to be a radio jock in some of the stations.
All right. You know, I'll take you up on that. So from now on, every week, you're going to host it with me, right?
Wow naman. Level up.
No, I'm not kidding. Casey, please note that down. Casey is my producer, ladies and gentlemen. So she takes care. And of course, Christine is here. She's our network head. Christine, I'm imposing that already. She's going to be my co-host starting next week.
So it's gonna be Masterclass with George
and Aisha, right? See, wait, or if you want George and Jazz.
See? Hey George, I have a side kwento lang.
What?
You know, during my first year in Lasal, syempre, sobrang excited ako sa mga inuman, ganyan, happy tea, di ba? Meron pang happy tea nun. I used to have a fake name. I used to have a fake name in bars. And what? My fake name used to be Georgie.
Really?
Yes. So some of my best friends in LaSalle call me Georgie. And now
my goodness, Georgie. This is serendipitous.
And they even call me DJ Georgie kasi nga I'm so talkative daw, ganun. I like talking a lot. I like speaking. I like talking in front of people. And now I'm with George.
All right. Georgie. So now it's George and Georgie according to Christine.
Ang galing. What are the odds, diba, George?
Right. Very nice. You made me feel good because of that. See?
The George and Georgie tandem.
Right. The George and Georgie tandem. So, feel free to suggest any topic you want and we can take a look at it. We'll look for guests if we don't have guests, we can just talk between ourselves and talk ourselves to death, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I like listening to podcasts like this also. Because before I went to CPPN, like Cut Print, I used to listen a lot to Joy Spring's podcast.
Oh yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Adulting with Joy Spring, and they talk about life lang, adulting, ganun.
Yes.
And that's where I get my motivation na rin to get by today, ganun. And I like listening to it because parang it gets me back to my 2 feet. Na parang okay, focus sa goal, ganun.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's about time you reviewed all the podcasts I've been doing for the past couple of years. You'll have an idea what it's all about. And again, if we don't have guests, we can talk with each other and have fun doing it. Maybe learn a thing or two from each other too, right?
Yeah, I agree. I like that idea. Thank you for bringing that up.
And thank you for joining. You know, all of a sudden, it's 32 or 33 minutes already. It's amazing. It's just seemed like we started a while back. But anyway, so since you're going to be with me every week, we can continue this next week. Aisha, thank you so much. Any parting words before we finally say goodbye?
Siguro my last words would be, keep living your best life. And always remember that comfort is the number one enemy of growth because that's my mantra in life. Don't be afraid to go to places where it feels uncomfortable because that's where you will grow. Remember the scientific thing called metamorphosis. Just keep that in mind. You're a caterpillar right now and then you go to your cocoon. But then one day you're just going to realize, oh, I have wings. I can now fly. And not only that.
You can be a butterfly.
You have like different colors or rainbow pa, some wings mo. And you can go wherever you want. Can fly as high as you can. So, there.
Goodness. Well said, right? From a summa cum laude, that's really it. Well said.
Claiming it. Fingers crossed.
Thanks for being an inspiration, Aisha. And I'm sure you're going to be an inspiration to a lot of listeners also.
Thank you.
And do join us once again next week when Aisha and myself we'll be having Masterclass with George and Georgie. From now on, it's going to be called that way. According to our network producer, Christine, it's going to be the George and Georgie show from here on in. All right. Any suggestions, just email Cutprint, and we'll try to fit in whatever you want us to talk about. Aisha, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Casey, thank you as usual. And Christine, Boss Christine, you're going to have your hands full with the George and Georgie show. Till then, thanks so much for joining us. Ad Maiorem Dei Gloria. Good night and God bless.